This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The question of the day that is going to be the Twitter poll a little later anyway. Will the Pirates spend another day in first place this season? They're 1.5 games back with every team in the NL Central that's not the Reds. Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee at 28-19 right now is in first place. The Pirates are off today, and then they go to Cincinnati. So they can make some hay, you would think. Cincinnati was playing well, now they're playing bad again. Will they spend another day in first place all year? Tied for or in first place?
Should I give away how I voted?
Go ahead. Yeah, I might as well just talk about it right now. I don't know if they will.
I actually voted yes, and I was ready to hit the no button, and then I thought, you know what? You know, if they do well in Cincinnati and then the other Central Division teams start playing one another, and that they can probably sneak back up there for at least a day or two. And then they probably won't after that. I think they get back there, and then I think they fall back out of first place and then don't get back.
This is one of those times right now. And look, far from like a crossroad. Again, it's 26 and 20. They're 46 games into the season. They're just past the quarter pole. I don't want to make it too much. I don't want to make it something it's not. But I just feel like such a big air was let out of the balloon these last three games. It troubles me as a fan watching these games.
What's happened so far, though, is that as soon as you start to feel like we're feeling after losing three straight to San Diego, they start winning again.
Right.
Because they did that same thing happen when they, you know, what, they lost four straight to the Phillies. And, you know, you look at Washington. Yeah, Washington's supposed to win that division every year. But, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, here they go. They're not that good. They're really not that good. They lose four straight to Philadelphia. And it turns out Philadelphia is actually all right so far.
Well, Philadelphia is very good.
And then this is the same thing again, where you, well, how could they lose three straight to San Diego? This team's not any good. And then just as soon as you think, okay, here it comes, then they start winning again.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't know if they'll be in first place again. Now, they're a game and a half back. It's not like they're seven games back. But this is one of those – I'm worried about the closer, and I'm worried a lot about the closer.
Weren't you worried about the closer opening day?
I was.
I know. And then
– the contract is good. I think that he can be when he's on. Very, very good. But don't you sit on the edge of your seat every time he pitches? I mean, it's not like, all right, this game – a couple years ago, or right when he first showed up, it was like, game's over, it's in the bag, it's done, it's finished. Now, I don't know when I see him pitch. There's too much hard contact, and I'll tell you what, it feels like one hit always leads to he's going to lose it for me. That's how I am with it. He never gets it back together. You have some of those closers, they'll give up a hit, they'll give up a walk, they'll hit a batter, and then they regroup. You can see the wheels kind of fall off with him.
And the most recent game that he saved was when Frazier was in center field.
Right.
And he gave up two rockets.
And Frazier made a
really nice play on, actually on both of them, he made nice plays.
Right, the ball found him when he was out there, absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.